I heard a bunch. It's 8 o'clock p.m.
I don't know if you heard.
Hi, Gary. How's school going? I sure enjoyed hearing all the information that you put on the tape. You talk so wonderful, and it was so nice to hear your voice again. I want you to be a good boy, like I'm sure you've been, and I hope I see you real soon. Hi, Jeffrey. You sure sang some pretty songs. It was very nice hearing your voice, too. I hope you're having a good time in kindergarten, and you be sure and work real hard and be very good so that your teacher will give you good grades, and so I'll be very, very proud of you. I'm looking forward to receiving the pictures that you boys are making, and I hope that you write me letters and send me lots of pictures, because I do miss you very, very much. Well, Ruth, it's really hard to think of much else to say. Actually, things don't change much from day to day here. It seems like we're doing the same thing over and over again. If you notice, I just turned the volume up a little louder because I forgot that I had turned it low. My folks sent me a card that my Aunt Millie wrote, and I wrote a letter right back. It's amazing for the terrible letter writer that I am. I just can't stop writing every single day. And anybody who writes me, I just write right back. One of the nicest parts of the day, as I've said before, is mail call. And I figure the more I write, the more people will write me. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a postcard or a picture from the kids. It's just a pleasure to go to mail call and find two or three letters waiting. And what a really pleasant surprise to find the package. I guess I forgot to tell you, right now it's, Friday, the 27th, at about 10:45, which means that, it should be about 7:45 in the morning in L.A., yesterday, which would be Thursday. It's at 10:45 at night right now. It seems like we stay up late every night. We try to stay up late and sleep late, and it seems to make the days go quicker. The important thing over here is really not what you accomplish during the day, but what you can do to make the day go a little bit quicker. That's why going to Saigon today was so nice, because it seemed like the day just flew by. I thought I'd go outside and let you know in a few minutes what a helicopter sounds like as it goes overhead. They just brought in a casualty, and they're bringing him off by stretcher and bringing him into the emergency room. Helicopters land about maybe 50 yards from where our hooches are. So and right now they're just sitting on the what they call a pad, waiting for clearance to take off. It rained like blazes today, and in Saigon, it was the funniest thing. When we went to the hospital, we drove around the block, and all of a sudden we were in about 2 feet of water in this Jeep. And it turned out that when it rains in Saigon, it floods all over. And the hospital was just surrounded by water, and it just looked like a river coming down the streets. But it didn't stop anybody. People were walking through it in their bare feet, and cars and bicycles, and we're going right through it. Well, wouldn't you know it, just when I go out to let you hear what a helicopter sounds like, they turn off the engine for some reason. I'm standing right by the helicopter now, and the reason that they shut off the engine was that apparently when they went to pick up this injured guy, they ran into some mortar fire, and there was all kinds of dents all over the helicopter where the fragments from the mortar hit them. These guys that go out in helicopters really have a hell of a tough job. Well, I'm back in the hooch again, and really don't have too much more to say. I'm talking primarily to erase this tape, because this was used before by the fellow who sold it to me, and he made me promise I'd erase it without talking on it, without listening to it. Let's see now that I've been here 2 weeks, and since I leave here 2 weeks before I get out of the Army, I only have 48 weeks from tomorrow left in Vietnam. Everybody here seems to count their days, and I haven't started counting days yet. I'm just keeping track of weeks. I get out on Friday, August 30th, so that's 48 weeks from tomorrow. Seems sort of silly to count with all that time remaining, but I don't know, you have nothing else to do over here but think about coming home. Ruth, I finally found you a birthday present, and I hope to have it in the mail very shortly. I won't tell you what it is now, but I'm sure you'll like it. The only problem will be, well, you'll see. I tell you what the problem is, but then it may give away what I bought you, and I'd rather make it a surprise. So I think I'll sign off for now. Please be sure and write and send me tapes, and remember that I miss you and love you very much. And give a special hello to Eric, and I love you very much, Gary, and you too, Jeffrey, and I hope to see you real soon. Bye-bye.